I, we met much later in life. And by the time we decided to look into having kids, I went to the doctor, and he was very honest and very clinical. He said, "Tracy, you old. Past 35, we consider it to be a mature pregnancy." That's how I heard it, like it echoed, a mature pregnancy. I kept thinking, I'm gonna have an old baby. So we finally decided we're just gonna adopt. That's something I've always wanted to do. But again, we waited on that, right? We kept saying we're gonna adopt when the time is right. But every year just kept going, and I kept traveling, and my career was doing different things. So now we both have gotten even older. And I was talking to my girlfriend. I said, "Girl, we can't adopt a baby. By the time my child grows up to go to high school, prom, graduation, college, job, marriage, I'm gonna be so old." And she said, "Girl, don't worry about that. You won't be here." She said, "You worrying about shit you ain't gotta worry about, like global warming and Social Security. Don't worry about that shit." She said, "But worry about the things you gotta focus on right now." I said, "Like what?" She goes, "Well, you travel a lot. You're always doing your comedy. You're gonna need a nanny." I said, "Well, that's a good idea, but I'm gonna get an ugly nanny." Because I keep reading all these stories about the daddies and the nannies. That shit ain't happening in my house. Do you know there's a whole section of porn all about nannies and the daddies? Look at the guys not saying one damn thing. People say, "Well, Tracy, don't you trust your husband?" Yes, I trust my husband. I don't trust the situation. We first got married, I would go on the road and I would come home, and sometimes my husband would have the house clean, the laundry done, the dishes done. He might even have flowers waiting for me. And instead of me thinking, "What a great thing my husband did for me," my crazy brain is thinking, "What the hell just went on while I was out of town? Why is everything so sparkly up in here?" I start an investigation. I'm in a hazmat suit. "Whose blonde hair is this?" My husband's like, "It's mine," because he's blonde, but I'm crazy. "Oh, you slick." I'm going to the lab. I feel so bad. I put him through it in the beginning, y'all. I have trust issues and imagination. That's a bad combination. I'll never forget, y'all, I was losing my mind. I came home from touring and I noticed in the kitchen some plates were missing. Yeah, because I know how many plates we got in the house. We got 4 dinner plates, 4 dessert plates, and 4 bowls. And 3 of the bowls are chipped on the side because I did that shit. I said, "Baby, what happened to the plates?" He said, "Baby, I dropped a couple." "You dropped a couple?" "Yeah, they broke. I threw them in the trash." "You all right?" "I'm fine." I guess that shit could really happen. I go on the road. I come home. I notice some forks are missing. Because I know the flatware situation in the house. "Baby, what happened to the forks?" "Baby, I ran them through the dishwasher. Some of them had food stuck on them. A couple were bent, so I just threw them in the trash." "Oh, they were bent, you just threw them in the trash?" "Yes, are you all right?" "I'm fine." I believe that shit could really happen. So I was losing my mind. I'm talking to my girlfriend and she's laughing. She said, "Girl, your husband is not cheating on you. He's a good guy. And think about it, Tracy. Who is this woman he is cheating on you with? This bitch don't have no plates. She don't have any forks. Who is this bitch and what is she after? A table setting? What is going on?" I don't care what anybody says, our nanny is going to be half human and half gargoyle. She gonna come slithering in there. "Ugh, I hear there's a baby up in here. Ugh, where that baby at?" And the great thing about her is we won't even have to drive her home at night, because she just gonna fly and sit her ass on the roof. I'm the nanny.
Catch Tracy Ashley in Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready on Netflix now.